again with this wannabe Jamaican accent. It sounds fucking stupid, and you don't need to do it anymore. Eminem was the only one that kind of pulled it off, and even he didn't really pull it off. So just cut it out. For once, just be yourself.
That's his roots, man. You know?
That's not his roots. Wait,
yo,
what?
I'm not serious.
I was like, is he from Jamaica?
Somebody needs a camera on this man. We just need a candid camera on him. Because they need to catch his fucking facial expression, bro. Damn. We need to have a camera on him, bro. People don't even know. Then in hip hop, I guess the first playlist review. This is what Drake is calling it. It's not an album. Fuck that. Look, whatever the hell Drake calling this thing, Drake More Life Than a Hip Hop Review, man. Because look, it don't sound like an album. There is really like no cohesion on this thing outside of the fact that 85% of this shit is Jafakin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, man. Look. Okay. Like,
Drakin.
Somebody on Twitter. And I apologize, I don't remember the name, man. You know me, FIFO name.
Man, this they moment.
Man, whatever.
One shot of moment, you can't even.
Whatever, man.
You only got one shot, to now it's a chance to blow. And FIFO done fucked up, he don't even know.
Bars! Shit, more bars than
Don Marco.
Ken had a point during the Views review where he said Drake is non-creative, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Plagiarist.
Like, yes, all of that. Like he's just hopping on waves and stuff. Bro, Ken. A playlist, my nigga? A playlist? You're calling this shit a playlist? I think that's how he's scapegoating himself out of somebody really calling this shit a trash album.
But didn't he do the same thing? If you're reading this, what is it called?
He called it a mixtape.
Yeah, that was a mixtape.
Yeah, he called that a mixtape. And it's like, yeah.
Look,
I think he's cheating too. I agree with Ralph.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying.
Calling something a playlist, it's like you can't really judge it.
Exactly. It's just a collection of songs.
You're right.
Here you go.
It's a B-size, bro.
Exactly.
It's a compilation.
Right. This just sounded like everything that his homies was like, bro, don't put this on Views. Yeah, don't put that one on Views either. Don't put that on Views. Like that like all of this Jafakin shit that he had on here just sounded like shit that was not good enough for Views, man. And I'm here sitting listening to this shit. The first two times I'm skipping halfway through. I'm like, I don't know.
More tune for your head top.
Like I defended Views because I felt that album, his Jamaican inspired, reggae inspired stuff, and I understand it because Toronto is very Caribbean centric. Right. So I understand the influence.
But out of nowhere, like, you had what, 3-4 albums before this?
Exactly.
And it was nowhere to be found.
I think he had like one song with Rihanna that had a Caribbean type of influence before, but it's because of Rihanna, and I get that. So when Views came out, I defended it because I'm like, shit, it was summertime. I get it. It sounds good. If I'm on vacation, I'll listen to this shit and I'll jam to it. And I got a Hennessy in my hand, just like Drake said. I get that. But this is kind of like, bruh, this. It don't even sound halfway mixed right. It sounds like some shit he just threw together to just put some music out there. Now, with all that being said, was there tracks on here that I enjoyed? Yes, I thought Free Smoke was dope. So when it first came in, I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't know what to expect, motherfucker calling this shit a playlist. So I'm like, okay, I fuck with Free Smoke. Then when by the time it got the Passion Fruit, my nigga, what the fuck?
You like Passion Fruit?
You like that?
It's cool.
I feel like Drake is comfortable there.
Passion.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you like Passion Fruit?
Yeah, I did.
I love Passion Fruit.
Yeah, I feel like he's comfortable there.
I love
my I perked up when I heard Passion Fruit.
Me
like,
too.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It was, he didn't make a whole album like that.
Well, I'm not
like
disagreeing.
A dope, like, weekend-ish R&B type of pop album.
Like Portland with Quavo and Travis Scott, like I really like that. That was super dope.
With the flutes in the beat? Was it that song?
Yeah.
That shit was nice.
Yeah, because I think, you know, this is bad when your favorite track on the album is not even, Drake is not even on it, which is the Skepta interlude. I thought that was thought that was like the best track on there. But yeah, like, I mean, seriously, like, I'm like, this is the best track on the album, and Drake is nowhere near to be found on this. And that's crazy. But like you, I like Portland and Sacrifices. You know why? And I didn't have an issue with Travis Scott or Quavo on Portland and Sacrifices. I didn't even know that was Young Thug until I looked at the credits. Exactly. I was like, whoa, shit. I was like, who is this? I was like, this dude, he flowing on this beat. And I was like, Young Thug? I was like, what?
Yeah.
But then when he was on Ice Melts, I said, okay, yeah, that's the Young Thug that kind of sounded like Chance the Rapper on that for some reason.
He did.
On Ice Melts. Them, the only tracks I like was Skepta, the Skepta joint, Portland, Sacrifices. Do Not Disturb was okay. That was about it. That was pretty much about it. Yeah, that's all I got.
You didn't like Madaba Rhythm?
Who?
My Heart Is Too Frozen to Be Broken. I was like, that's kind of dope. I like that song.
I don't understand what the Jafakin thing is. It's like, we didn't learn our lesson from Eminem doing that shit. So why is he doing it now?
Because he's Drake and he can't.
Oh. And he's popular. He's too big, too fat.
Oh.
So that's what it seemed like.
Oh.
That's it? We done?
Listen. All y'all motherfuckers that's saying this is a motherfucking playlist. Everybody in the fucking, y'all need to stop, man. Don't let this motherfucker get away with this bullshit. I tried to warn y'all motherfuckers when Kanye put out that fucking 808 and the Heartbreak.
Cut that shit.
I told you, if you let Kanye get away with that bullshit, Kanye gonna give y'all more bullshit. And he gave you more bullshit with fucking Yeezus.
Wait, time out. Wait, you gonna tell me that Glow wasn't dope?
Oh yeah,
you crazy!
I didn't like
Glow. Was dope as fuck.
I forgot about Glow. That's
man, y'all bugging. That's why I that shit was.
I don't like Glow.
I forgot about Glow.
You crazy!
I forgot about Glow. All I'm saying is
Glow was tight. I'm sorry. I forgot about Glow.
You used to work the fries. Now I'm super sci-yi-yi. That's a FYI.
I don't care.
You a hater.
I don't care. All I'm saying is that if y'all let this dude get away with this shit, he's gonna give you more bullshit. And a lot of people like the songs on here. That's fine. But for him to come out here and try to, like you guys said, this cheat code bullshit and give you motherfuckers an album and call it a motherfucking playlist, it's bullshit. It's like this motherfucker took his OVO radio, took all those songs, chopped it up, and put it out and sold it. And y'all motherfuckers buying this shit.
Wait, is it for sale?
Yes!
Oh.
Y'all motherfuckers buying this shit. Just like he did with that fucking mixtape shit, where he took the mixtape shit, put it out, he said, and he's gonna sell it. This is the same old bullshit, man. This is fucking bullshit, and this shit needs to stop. This Drake Too Big to Fail shit needs to stop. Now, what's gonna happen is a lot of these motherfucking clones are gonna come back, and you guys know this, everybody gonna come back and try to do the same motherfucking shit.
Let them. And
no.
People like us will still judge it as an album. Who cares what they call it?
Because it's bullshit in the industry. If you didn't have an album, don't drop a motherfucking album. Here's the songs that I do like.
Haters.
Passion Fruit, I thought that shit was dope. Get It Together, I did like that.
Man, me and Ken on the same page for once. You right like for once. First,
like let's see, what
else you got, Ken?
You know what, I like Teenage Fever.
Which one was that?
The Jump a Little Piss sample?
Oh, no.
No.
You fucked it up.
I think I'm tapped out after that. I think there's two more that I got question marks by. I don't know if I like. Even though he's kind of stealing this old Jamaican shit or whatever, I do think the sound of the other songs, like Madibari Rhythm, whatever, Blim, Nothing Into Somethings, and just like those slow jam songs, kind of going back with what Mike has been saying for years now, those songs where he just kind of sings and has those mid-tempo, groovy-like records, I think it's just perfect. It's right up his alley. Can we talk about motherfucking gigs? The dude from
the
UK.
Right. Da, 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 da.
He didn't even bother me. He was better than Drake.
He rapped better than Drake. Did he?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
And Drake was trying to steal his fucking.
You laughing because you know I'm right. Yeah, he did.
You say Drake was trying to steal his shit?
He was trying to steal his voice.
Drake
be like Mystique from X-Men and shit. You know what I'm saying?
He
was trying
to use his cause Drake Mystique.
Yeah,
right.
He MC Mystique from now on. He had like a weird British accent for a couple of these songs.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you doing? This is probably the first Drake project where I've had more than like one or two songs I've really liked.
Really?
Yes, out of all his projects.
Well, you know, it's
an hour and something long.
Yeah, but it's an hour and a half long of me just being like, oh my God, this fucking sucks.
But there was like pretty long too. There was like five songs I could say.
Yeah, I think
they're like Passion five. Fruit, Georgia Interlude, Get It Together, Madiba Rhythm. I guess you can't count 4422. That's not his song. Yeah, it was. That was the sample.
That was the sample song.
You can't count that one. I think I like Portland.
Yeah, he was meditating.
Sacrifices. Yeah. Can't Have Everything. Glow. Holy shit!
Oh, that's got an album
project.
You got an album.
See, Drake, you could have had it all.
Could have trimmed it down.
You could have had it all.
Could have trimmed it down some.
Think about if he released a project with just 8 songs and those be those 8. I'd have had to reevaluate my whole life. Man.
This is why I feel that Drake is a 11-12 album. Nobody want to hear from 22 tracks. Well, at least I don't.
Yeah, you're in a minority.
Yeah.
Drake fans would take 5 hours of Drake and they'd be fine.
Yeah, but I forgot, like I said, I forgot about Glow. I thought that's... All the songs I like is the same, like I said. Glow?
Because it was so creative. Yeah, the way that they chopped it up and the way it was like Kanye would kind of sort of rap and then Drake would come in with like this half hook and then Kanye would come right back and then Drake, I thought it was real, and the beat was dope.
I like it.
If that's what the next Kanye is gonna sound like, I'm excited because I thought that shit was dope.
I'm worried about you now.
Mike's not okay today.
Right. You like Drake? You like almost half the album.
I know. I was like, wow, I actually like it.
Like more than I think I could tolerate some of the songs you named. I think I have like 4 or 5 that I like out of 22. I can tolerate the albums you named. I think if, like you guys said, if they put that out as an album, you know what? You might be onto something.
What'd y'all think of the, real quick, the Extension thing?
What is what are you talking about?
Oh, you don't know about that whole beef that they have? You know who X? I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Okay.
He's claiming that Drake stole his flow for that KMT song. Nobody heard about this from me.
I don't know the backstory.
How the fuck do I know?
I don't know, man. Cause you love Drake.
No, cause
you secretly love Drake.
He's a closet Drake lover.
Ain't that what he said? That's what Drake says.
He did say that shit.
Yeah. You talking about Mike?
I did think about you.
Talking about Mike. You talking about Mike? Damn.
Why would I be closeted? I tell y'all if I like Drake. Shit.
Would you?
Yes.
I don't know, man. Your whole reputation based on hating Drake now.
That's kind of a good point. But no, I read up on it because people kept sending me this Extension. Is that how you say it?
I have no clue.
Young Kids. How do y'all pronounce this?
Young Kids.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like
the XXX.
3 X's. Extension.
I don't know myself. Tentaction.
Yeah, it's something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Tentaction.
Whatever. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I don't know the dude's name.
He said it in an interview. I know what you're talking about.
He said that Drake stole his flow on the KMT song. And then Drake threw shots at him on this album. Yeah, he said something, but it was, and that's the thing that made it funny. Drake, he called Drake a bitch.
Oh.
He called Drake a bitch in an interview.
Then he threw shots at
him. Okay. Got a torch trying to light the way, biting everybody, which is ironic, because your next album probably won't ever see the light of day. Now, that's what I found to be interesting. Drake talking about somebody else biting somebody else's stock. In a diss against this guy, and he didn't even say his name, as usual.
Here's my thing, like, I don't have any issues with Drake. There are albums that he has that I do like. I just think that I didn't like his last album. I thought his last album was bad. But this, releasing this as a playlist, I just think this is just bullshit. For me personally. But, you know, a lot of your fans, a lot of people got new music from you. And I think that as long as they have been satisfied, that's fine. Personally, I only like, I guess now 5 songs or so on this album. It's entirely too long. Definitely not cohesive enough for me to listen to as a project. And I'm just not that interested in this particular album. And unfortunately, the last one. Like, up to that point, you were okay with me. I don't want to be in that group of people out now that's hating on Drake just because it's the cool thing to do. That's not me. I don't like to subscribe to that.
Drake, if you're watching... What this album showed me is that you're definitely venturing more and more and more and more out of hip-hop. So I feel like I can't judge you solely as a hip-hop artist, even though that's the one thing that I've always wanted from Drake. Like, I like what I always wanted from you was like that hip hop album, especially coming after So Far Gone. Like, I always wanted you to give me that project. And I think that now I just come to the realization that you're not ever going to do that, which is okay because you are popular, you make sales, and you can tour the world. And obviously, that's the bigger goal. So I get it, man. Continue to do you. I definitely am a fan. I'm a Drake fan. And you're always going to make a song I like. So that's the realization I come to. I may not like the entire thing, but there is always going to be something that Drake makes that I like. So I fuck with you. I don't fuck with this project, but it is what it is, man. You going to do you, bro.
Shit. I mean, you know, the album is, I guess, almost kind of bad, where I like it for the reasons that's not even concerning the artist. Like I said, I like the features. I like Kanye. I like Quavo. I like Young Thug and 2 Chainz. Like, you know, Skepta. And you, I don't like anything that you personally done on this album. I like the features. I like the features. The songs that I like. I'm serious. The songs that I like was because who you had feature on it, and I thought they sound good. They outshined you on all the features on there, man. So. Yeah, I mean, 22 tracks is too long for my personal preference. I completely agree with Ken, just calling it a playlist. This is an album. I don't care how y'all spin it. But you gonna do you, bro, because you supposed to be sold 500,000 in a week. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you're not gonna take heed to what we have to really say about your music at this point. You know, if he's watching it, he's probably laughing as his sales and stream records still keep. I think the streams for this surpass views. Like, it's crazy. So,
yeah. I mean, I agree with Ken. It's bullshit that you're calling it a playlist. But at the end of the day, I think the music matters more than the title of the project. And the music, for the most part, just isn't good. I don't think you're the type of artist that can really release music that's not been properly mixed and mastered. You're not that type of rapper. It's not a good look. But I'm going to echo what I've said 100 fucking times. If you released an album that was more like Passion Fruit, bruh, I would be 100% on board. But you in a booth rapping, I'm good.